You're listening to SBS News.
The Pandora Papers are the latest in a series of mass leaks of financial documents. The documents feature 35 current and former leaders facing allegations ranging from corruption to money laundering and global tax avoidance. The list includes leaders from Jordan, Azerbaijan, Kenya, and the Czech Republic, just to name a few. The papers reveal how offshore tax havens can be used to hide assets worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš questioned the timing of the allegations just a week before the country's parliamentary election. He also rejected money laundering accusations.
Let me say this. This is important. The money was sent out of a Czech bank. The money was taxed. It was my money and it returned back to the Czech Republic.
The Pandora Papers investigation is conducted by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. The group involves some 600 journalists from media, including the Washington Post, the BBC, and the Guardian. They investigated some 11.9 million documents from 14 financial services companies around the world. Nathan Lynch is the Asia-Pacific Manager in Regulatory Intelligence at Thomson Reuters. He specializes in the fields of financial crime intelligence, anti-money laundering, counter-terrorism financing, and regulatory risk. He spoke to SBS.
Part of it is just the sheer weight of the evidence. You know, I mean, as we can no longer say that this was isolated things happening at one dodgy Panamanian law firm. You know, now the community is in no illusions about the fact that this is systemic, this is global, that there is an entire offshore industry that's set up around, you know, not just individuals, but also the corporate tax evasion.
According to The Guardian, more than 400 Australians have been named in the Pandora Papers. The Australian Tax Office is analysing the Pandora Papers to identify any possible Australian links. The Tax Office has stressed that being named in the leak doesn't automatically mean there has been tax evasion or a crime. It points out there are a range of legitimate reasons someone may have an offshore bank account or structure, such as private figures using offshore jurisdiction for privacy reasons. But it also says those who try to cheat the system should expect to face serious consequences. In a statement, ATO Deputy Commissioner and Serious Financial Crime Task Force Chief Will Day said,
"No complicated money trail is too difficult for us to unravel. The message is clear for those who try to cheat the system. Your secrets are no longer safe, and you can expect to feel serious consequences for your actions."
But that hasn't stopped calls for tougher federal laws to deter bad practices. Here's Greens leader Adam Bandt, followed by Labor's Minister for Financial Services, Stephen Jones.
We now have billionaires and the ultra wealthy hiding their wealth offshore using loopholes that we need to close. Well, this is outrageous. We now have a situation in Australia where a nurse and a midwife will be paying more tax than millionaires and multinationals. We need to close these loopholes.
Well, this is explosive. Tax avoidance is a crime. Money laundering is a crime. They're not victimless crimes. We want to see the government use the same vigour in cracking down on this tax avoidance as they have chasing down people through robo-debt. So the tax office has to have the resources to chase down unpaid taxes. We want to get to the bottom of it.
The ATO is urging anyone with undeclared offshore income to come forward. Mr. Lynch says Australia needs reform to anti-money laundering laws and scrutiny of property ownership and a federal anti-corruption body.
We've got all of these law reforms that get spoken about and then they sort of get kicked into the long grass when the immediacy has passed. So one critical thing Australia needs, it needs a beneficial ownership register. So that allows you to see, hang on a minute, when you've got these company structures and trusts and things like that, who is the actual ultimate human behind it?
The documents behind the latest investigation are drawn from financial services companies in countries including the British Virgin Islands, Panama, Belize, Cyprus, the United Arab Emirates, Singapore, and Switzerland.
One of the primary things people go to these companies for is privacy, anonymity, transparency, and that's just been blown out of the water. So, you know, all of the 14 organisations that have been caught up in this have really big problems on their hands now, not just from a legal perspective, but also from the fact that their customers simply won't trust them anymore and they will be very, very angry about this.
The Pandora Papers follow LuxLeaks in 2014, the 2016 Panama Papers, the Paradise Papers in 2017, and the FinCEN files in 2020. In total, the ICIJ found links between almost 1,000 companies in offshore havens and 336 high-level politicians and public officials, including more than a dozen serving heads of state and government, country leaders, cabinet ministers, ambassadors, and others. They include Jordan's King Abdullah II, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, Czech Republic Prime Minister Andrej Babiš, Ecuador's President Guillermo Lasso, and former associates of both Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan and Russian President Vladimir Putin. In the case of Tony Blair, documents show he used an offshore company to help buy a London property and avoid $430,000 in stamp duty. He used a loophole to avoid the sort of taxes he once championed as vital for paying hospitals and education. Leader of British campaign group Tax Justice, Robert Palmer, says this kind of activity from leaders needs to be stopped.
That doesn't look right. And so even if what the Blairs did was perfectly legal, perfectly legitimate in the business world, it feels instinctively really unfair because they got access to an advantage, a potential advantage, that the rest of us don't have.
As mentioned earlier, Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš failed to declare his $22 million estate in France. Maria Martini from Transparency International says it's not illegal, but the optics of so-called dirty money may cost him his job as he faces re-election this week.
So we are talking about presidents, we are talking about prime ministers, we are talking about ministers and central bank governors who actually are the ones who should be making the decisions and taking actions to tackle the flow of dirty money.
Mr. Lynch says people need to trust that their contributions to schools, hospitals and roads is being matched by everyone else in society.
Every time we spend money, every time we go to work and do the right thing and honest with declaring our taxes and contributing to society, we have an interest in everyone else being part of a legitimate system that's not being undermined by a class of people that just completely take advantage of that system.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.